There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. Paul wrote these words to the church of Galatia in a time when the church there was mostly Gentile but had a few Jews in it. But the big problem that existed in Galatia at the time were the itinerant Jewish Christian preachers who were coming from Jerusalem, coming from the Brethren of James, coming from the church in Jerusalem, telling the Gentile believers, the new church members there in Galatia, that while it's a good thing that you've received Jesus, it's a good thing that you've professed your faith in God, it's a good thing that you've entered the kingdom of God and the body of Christ, to really have it, to really be a Christian, to really be a good Christian, you must also become a Jew. And so men, you must receive circumcision. Women, you must start cooking kosher. No more ham and cheese sandwiches. No more meat with blood in it. No more strangled chickens. No more sausage and bacon. No more bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. No more cheeseburgers. Am I making you hungry? I don't know about you, but one of my favorite things to eat is bacon. Yum, yum. And sausage gravy on biscuits can't be beat for breakfast. Can I get an amen? Amen. These Jewish Christian evangelists were following Paul into Galatia and saying, you must adopt these Jewish practices. You must give up your Gentile practices. You must behave a certain way and dress a certain way. No more clothing with cotton and linen threads. Just one kind of thread. Just linen or just cotton. Not mixed threads. Farmers, you've got to plant your gardens with only one kind of seed. No mixed seeds. And you got to be careful about your gleaning. And men, no more marring of the edges of your beards. Some of us don't even have beards. No more chopping off the curls off the side of your heads either. I mean, the regulations that they were applying, the rules and regulations that they were applying to these Gentile Christians would have made them into Jews, and that's exactly what they were saying. You must become a Jew in order to be a Christian. And Paul, writing back to the Galatian Christians, was saying, If you're a Jew, that's a great thing. It's good, but it's not required to be a Christian that you behave these ways. In Christ, he wrote, there is neither Jew nor Greek, but we are all one in Christ. Now, that was a radical statement. But if that wasn't radical enough, he went on. Paul liked to live out on the edge, as it were. In Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek. In Christ, there's neither slave nor free. Ooh. For Jews, that's a biggie. Because slaves are usually unclean people and you don't want to be near them. And for Gentiles, that's a biggie. Because slaves, servants, are usually the kind of people who've gotten into trouble, gotten defeated in war, the kind of people you don't want to be around. But Paul says, not just in Christ there's neither Jew nor Greek, but there's neither slave nor free. Ooh. First one was hard. Second one was worse. But Paul really likes to live on the edge. So he added, in Christ, there is neither male nor female. Ooh. I mean, he hit a big one right there. Women, in the ancient world, in the Jewish world, and in the Gentile world, you were property. You belong to some guy. You couldn't inherit. You couldn't control money unless you controlled it through a guy. You had no rights. You were property in the ancient world. And so for Paul to say, in Christ there is neither male nor female, was an absolute radical statement. In Jesus, in the body of Christ, in the family of faith, in the church, we are all one. Regardless of nationality, regardless of socioeconomic position, regardless of gender, we are all one. That deserves an amen. If he were writing today, Paul would say something like, in Christ there is no American or Mexican. In Christ there is no homeless person or corporate executive. In Christ there is no heterosexual or homosexual. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen. How does that happen? How do we all become one in Christ Jesus? Going backwards through the passage, he says this. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. As many of you as were baptized into Christ, you have clothed yourselves with Christ. You've put Christ on like a garment. When you have been baptized, and baptism is, the Greek word baptizo means to be immersed into, to be placed inside of, to be plunged within and not taken out. To be placed within where you stay. The Titanic was baptized in the Atlantic. It went down and is there still. When we are baptized into Jesus, when we are plunged into Christ, we put Christ on like a garment. He comes and clothes us with His grace. He comes and clothes us with His real presence. He comes and clothes us with His powerful will. And so when we meet each other in the body of Christ, we are meeting Jesus. Jesus' real presence. Jesus' grace. From Price here to little Caroline. Isn't that amazing?
From the oldest to the youngest.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Regardless of nationality, ethnicity, regardless of socioeconomic position, regardless of gender, regardless of sexual orientation, we are the real presence of Christ to each other and to the people outside those windows. When we are baptized into Christ, we have put onto us the real presence of Jesus. And we become that representation to the world. That's why in Christ there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male or female. That's why we are called to represent Christ to each other. And if we are called to represent Christ to each other, how can we look at somebody else and say, you're not good enough to sit by me. You're not good enough to be a member in this church. Uh-uh. In Christ, there is no division. We are one in Christ. And how does that happen? When we are baptized into Christ. And how does that happen? By faith in Jesus Christ. We often talk about faith as a set of principles, a set of beliefs, a set of dogmas, a set of ideas, a set of propositions that we are called to believe. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. But that's not the faith. That's just belief. Now, every year, in my ministry, and I've been in the ministry now for 18 years, every year of my ministry, I preach this message at least once, don't I, Mom? She knows. She could probably preach it better than me. What is faith? We talk about faith as a thing, but faith is actually an action. You know, English has nouns and verbs, so does Greek, the language of Paul's New Testament. Verbs are actions, and the word faith exists as a noun and as a verb. See this chair? Nice, nice solid chair. Really looks good. Nice padding, looks like a comfy chair. You know what? I sat one just like it a little while ago, over there, but I haven't sat in this one yet. You know, I think this chair will hold me, even after that wonderful brunch. I think this chair will hold me. I really believe that that chair will hold my weight. I believe it with every ounce of my mind, knowing that a chair just like it, this one over here, held me a few minutes ago. I believe that chair will hold my weight. But I think I'm going to sit down right over here. Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
High five.
Good. Is that faith? Thank you. That's not faith. Faith in that chair isn't sitting over here in this one. Faith in this exact chair, the verb faith, is sitting in the chair. Taking the belief that it will hold me and putting it into action by placing my gluteus maximus onto the seat. This is more faith. I could stand on it and that'd be even more, but that'd also be foolhardy. Faith is taking your belief and putting it into action. So many people have belief and they do nothing about it. Many people have belief, and they do nothing about it. They don't act on it. They don't respond. They don't reach out. They don't even speak. They just sit there like lumps on a log and do nothing. Couch potatoes for Jesus. I think I'll just watch. I won't participate. I won't do anything. I'll just sit there and let other people do. I'll just sit there. Oh, I believe, but I'm not going to act. That's not faith, my friends. And it's faith that places us in Christ Jesus. It's faith that immerses us into Jesus. It's faith that takes our living and places it within the living of Christ, within the living of the church. And we have many opportunities for faith. Worshiping, celebrating, praying. You're exercising faith right now. Well, we're sitting in these chairs listening to you. Yes, but you're here. And you've proclaimed your faith with your mouth. And you've sung your faith. And in a minute, you're going to come up and you're going to kneel and you're going to eat and you're going to drink and you're going to receive by faith the real presence of Jesus in the sacrament of Holy Communion. In a faith act, you're going to take your belief and place it into action. And when we do that, we are immersed into Jesus. And in Christ, there is no longer Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male or female. But we are all one in Jesus. Remember that when you come to this table today. When you receive the bread, when you receive the cup, remember. By this act of faith, you are receiving Christ into yourself. By this act of faith, you are expressing the truth that Jesus is here with you and within you, transforming you. And He will carry you through those doors and out into this world to be Christ Jesus for others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say,
you have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2007 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.